next year. So for the Gemara, man shamed lei, who holds this svara, the yozer bas lakita, that you go after by an etzrig the time you pick it off the tree. You don't go after the time of chameta when the peri first blossom, but rather you go bas lakita. Who holds this svara? Rabbi Gamliel. It says clearly, if you picked off it before Tu B'Shvat and after Tu B'Shvat, so you see clearly, even if you say an Esrei tree has a lech like Yerukos, that you go after Lakita, but the Rosh Hashanah is still like a regular tree, like Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara says, Ele Yitma, Ochi Yitma. If you want to know what it really meant to say, this is what it really meant to say. That Omer Rabba Vayatuna, Afa Gav Yom Rabbi Gamliel, Esrei Gach Lakita Ki Yerek, even though Rabbi Gamliel said that an Esrei has a lech, that you go both Lakita like a Yerek, you should still know that Rosh Hashanah Shlei Yishvat, Rosh Hashanah Tak is still Shvat. Enochanami. Even though we say now you have a bean like Yerukis, but it's not really Yerukis. Avada the Yesrik tree is still a tree, and the Rosh Hashanah Shlei is to be Shvat. It's only a shaila that an Esrei tree, well, like we'll soon see, since it doesn't grow only on rainwater, you have to water it a lot. So it has a lech like Yerek, that when is it totally the fruit? When you pick it off the tree. If you pick it off before Tu B'Shvat, it's last year's. If you pick it off after Tu B'Shvat, it's still next year's crop.
All right, we'll stop here.
You heard in Daf Tezvov, four or five lines down. Daf Tezvov. Maishne hocho, diktoni yim hoiso shlishis, nechnestas levis. Over here, a punkt that talks about before, that if the third year's crop is going into the fourth year. So, and all over we say fakert, all over we, from before there was, maishne osim diktoni yim hoiso shnio nechnestas leshlishis. Usually we say it's a question whether it's the second year or the third year. The second year is Maisa Shoni, the third year is Maisa Roni. Hakam over here by Esther, it talks about the question is, if it's the third year going into the fourth year. In other words, is it Maisa Roni because of the third year, or else is it Maisa Shoni because of the fourth year? Like how come here it goes to the third and fourth? Usually we talk about the second and the third year of Shemitah, whether Maisa Shoni or Maisa Roni. So when it says, no saga of Ruchakam Ashram. Agav, by the way, it teaches us something. That the Esrei Kashin Layode, an Esrei tree, the more you touch the tree, it's harmful for the tree. So therefore, V'aydi the Mamash Vashay Bo'ah, Be'i Kuli Yalma V'Shvias. Since we're talking about Shvias Tezboi, on Shvias the tree is Hefker. Whoever wants to, he has the right to come and take the Esrei off the tree. So a lot of people touch the tree. Since a lot of people touch the tree, you should know it's like ruined the tree. And therefore, loitoyin peri ad tlos shnin. It won't give off now fruits until another 3 years. So therefore, the question is, on the third year, you're going to have fruits. So the question is, are these fruits go boss of the third year? Or since you picked it off on the fourth year, do you go boss of Lakita? That was the shayla. So the reason why it doesn't say the second and third year, because on the after 2 years after Shemitah, you're not going to have any esregim on the tree. Since people touched it, the Rashi says, Koshel eitz esrei, yodayim mashmoshes boy. It's bad for the tree itself. If people touch the esrei tree, it's bad for the tree itself. Because now boy mine Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, esrei Rosh Hashanah shaloyei masai. When is the Rosh Hashanah? When is it called the New Year by an esrei tree for esreigim? With Lagan to Meiser, whether it's last year, this year, what's called the new Rosh Hashanah, the New Year? Omele, he answered back Shvat. He meant Shvat, like we heard before, so he meant Tu B'Shvat. So he asked them back, Shvat the Chadoshim, or Shvat the Tkufa? What do you mean by Shvat? Do you mean Shvat like we call Shvat as the months, Teve Shvat, or do you mean as the Tkufa? The Tkufa means you go boss of the sun, like Rashi says, Shvat the Chadoshim Sholavona. Do you go boss of the months, like we count down months going after the moon? Every new moon is a new month. That's what we do, that's called Shvat. The other side is named no, Oy Shvat et Kufa. Chama, that means L'Soyv Shloishim Shal Tkufas Tevis. After 30 days passed by, after the Tkufa of Tevis, Nechnesa Shvat Shal Chama. That's like somewhat like the English month. That's called the Shvat that goes after the sun. So what type of a Shvat do we call it? did you mean? Or Malay answers back, Poshlet, we always say, Tichadoshim Avada, meant Shvat, that we call Shvat. After Tevet, come Shvat. On Tu B'Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah, leave on us. Now, Boy Malay, Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question for Rav Nachman. The Yam Milon, some say it's Rav Yechon and Rav Yanai. That Rav Yechon asked this question for Rav Yanai. Hoy Sashona Muberis. Let's say this year was Nibiyot, with a Shana Muberis. There's an extra month to the year. Mahu. Now, what do you call Rosh Hashanah of the Lonis? In other words, what's called Shvat this year, when you have an extra year? So Rashi learns the Shaila was, Chos Hashanah Muberes Mao. When you have an extra month, two others, when is the Rosh Hashanah Lonis? When is called Shvat? So Rashi, Ein Masai Rosh Hashanah Shvat. When is it called Rosh Hashanah Shvat? Do we say, HaSamach L'Tevis, like we have it, the one that Samach L'Tevis, right after Tevis comes Shvat? Or else, Oyad HaRishon. The other swear to say it means this year, the first Adar, that's really the Shvat. Shubamakum Shvat, that's really the Makum Shvat. In other words, this year, Adar Sheni is the real Adar. Adar Rishon is like an extra month, maybe that's called instead of Shvat. So maybe Adar Rishon is the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis when you have an extra month to the year. Samara says no. Or Malay, Holachacha Rosh Hashanah. You go boss to the way we count every single year, a normal count. In other words, whatever month we call Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah. Even though in this year, after Shvat, you have 2 months of Adar, so what? They're Adar, they're not Shvat. But Rashi Yachar Rosh Hashanah. Mi Sheshmoy Shvat. Whatever name we call Shvat, that's the month, that's the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. So this year, even though there's an extra month, there are 2 Adars, good, there are 2 Adars. But Shvat is still called Shvat, so Pshit, the Rosh Hashanah is to be Shvat on Shvat. Oh my Rabbah, Esrog Bashishis. If you have an Esrog that was the Chanot that started to grow in the 6th year of Shemitah, Shanich Nasol Shvias, it kept on the tree and it grew into Shemitah. And you first picked it off the tree on Shemitah itself. What's the locha? If you go Bosa Chanot when the tree started to blossom, it blossomed in the 6th year. It would be called the 6th year's tree, Yapota, you'd be Chayiv and Meiser, and the din is it has no Kedusha Shvias. If you go Basel Akita, when you picked off the Esrog off the tree, you picked it off on Shvius, on Shemitah. So Rabbah said like this, that Pturim min HaMaiser, Yishnoi Yepotim min HaMaiser. The Chur is just to say, you go Basel Akita Poshid, that since you picked it off on Shemitah, it has a loch of Peri Shvius, that you put them in a Maiser. Because Peri Shvius are all Hefker, whoever wants to come and take along the Peris, and the Torah says, by Maiser, you only have a Chi of Maiser if you own the Peris that you are. Or in the Hefker, that a boy, lady come and take whatever he wants, then there's no Chi of Maiser. So he said, these fruits have a din l'chur like Shvius, that's a potem in a Maiser. But then he said, Estiro, Pturim in a beer, there's no mitzvah's beer on it. No, it doesn't have like a Kedusha Shvius. The law of Shvius is like this. The fruits that grow on the tree, you're allowed to eat them, what you want to eat, as long as there's still fruits on the trees for the animals on the fields. But the zman that comes, there's no more fruits on the trees for the animals in the field, that's called shasavir, that you have to take all the fruits out of your house and bring them out into the field. That's what Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn, then it's osur, teach from then on, and some Rishonim learn, no, you just have to put it outside, and then you can take it back in again. So Machlokes. But I call upon him, the mitzvah of Shriya says the zman habir. That when it comes the time when there's no more fruits for the animals, then the law is you have to take the fruits out of your house. So he says it's such a fruit that you, even though you picked it off on Shvius, but since the Chanot had started to blossom in the 6th year, the law is Ptur Min Avir. So Mashmah does not have a Kedusha Shvius. So Gemara soon has a stira, like Chorot's a stira here. If you tell me you go Bosar Chanot, when it blossomed, that it's not Shvius, it was blossomed in the 6th year, so why is it put them in a Maisa? The fruits that grow the 6th year, you have a chiva take off Maisa. So let's see what Rebbe said. Fighter, what about Ubas Shvius? You have a fruit that first started to blossom on Shemitah, on the 7th year. Shanich Nesol Shminis. But it kept, it stood on the tree, it grew, and you first picked it off on the 8th year. What's the law here? To the Maisa. Again he said, you put them in a Maisa. Luchuru, why? Because you go Bosa Chanoto. You go Bosa when it started to blossom. Since it blossomed in the 7th year on Shemitah, it has a loch of Kedusha Shvius, and therefore it's put them in a Maisa. And that's good, the Chayev is the beer. So what he said the second time, that's very good. Since it the blossomed in Shemitah, that has a loch like Peir Shvius, that it's put them in a Maisa, and it's Chayev the beer.
when it comes the time there's no more fruits in the field for the animals, you have to take out these fruits from the house and put them back out in the field. It's mechuyev in beer. So the second halacha is good. But what shver is the first halacha is a kasha. The first halacha, if you go v'sachanoto, so it was chonet in the sixth year. It blossomed in the sixth year. So why are you putting them in a maisa? Mechuyev the sixth year's fruit, you should have to give maisa. So amalai yabai is like this. Bishlei mesayfo lechumra. The sefer I can understand it goes lechumra. But even if you want to tell me Rabbi had a suffix, say Rabbi, yeah. But I'm in a rogue or nachman. I'm not going around here. Yeah, perishmias.
But you're saying second case that it was.
It's chayiv in beer, so it's a right. It was picked near here, right? So you have a right. No, eighth year, no, gias potter. So you have a right. He goes bosa chanoti. You go bosa when the fruit blossoms. Since the blossom on the seventh year, it has two shishrias. So we must look at this. Bishleima, the safe, I understand, he goes to Chumra. In other words, the safer is, maybe you'll say, Rabba was Masufik. By this Esrig, do you go after the Chanoto when it blossomed, or do you go after the Bishasta time, you pick it off? So in the safer, let's say he has a Sufik. You picked it off in the eighth year. If you go boss the picking, it has no Kedusha. It's Chayiv and Meister, it's Potter from Shrias. If you go bosa chanot, the one that blossomed, the blossom in the seventh year. So I tell you, maybe Rabba goes to Chum because it didn't deraisa. The Shal Nagir Tilcha Shvius is deraisa. So since it's deraisa, he goes to Chum as if to say, you have to go bosa chanot. Therefore, it's mechuyev in beer, it has Kedusha Shvius. If it has Kedusha Shvius on it, that's why you put them in a maisa. So the safe way you understand is the Chumra. El Ereisha, but the Kash is in Rabba's first halacha. He said, Pturim in Abir. Again, these were fruits that were the blossom in the sixth year, and you picked them off on Shemitah. So he said in such a loch and locher is, Pturim in Abir. Why is it put them in Abir? So you see what is called the sixth year. Amai, why? The Armenian Zil Bosachanota. Here you have to say he knew for sure you go Bosachanota. Because if it's a Suffolk enough, if you'd have a doubt, whether you go Bosachanota, Bosachit, you should have been Machmir. You should have said, since you picked it off on the seventh year, you should have Kedusha Shvius. Since you say it's potem in Abir, Mashman has no Kedusha Shvius, so you're telling me you go bosa chanoto. You go bosa the time it blossomed, and since the fruit blossomed in the sixth year, it has no Kedusha Shvius. Ihochi, if that's so, tichayi b'maisa. So why does Rabbi say on this fruit? You don't have to give off maisa. L'maisa, the fruit blossomed in the sixth year. And the sixth year, it's not Shvius. So there is a chiyuv to give off trumas and maisris. So if so, why is this fruit potem in a maisa? It's a sixth-year crop. It blossomed in the sixth year. You should have to give off Trumas and Maisers. Zil, Bosa Chanota. At the Kashmir's go Bosa Chanota. When it blossomed, like you're telling me. That's why you're saying it's Pturim min Avir. It has no Kedusha Shvius, even though that's Midiraisa. You're saying for sure you go after the Chanota. When it blossomed, so if you go after the Chanota, why is it Pottim in a Maiser? For the Mori Hochi, to Chayiv a Maiser. If you go Bosa Chanota, for sure, it should be Chayiv a Maiser. Omalei, so Rabbi answered back like this. Know what I meant to say? Omalei, Yad HaKil Mamash Moshrim Boy. Since Lamaisa, these fruits, true, they blossom in the sixth year. But when is it ready to eat? When are you taking off the tree? On the seventh year. On the seventh year, Lamaisa, the Paris, the trees are all Hefker. Means whoever wants to come, they have a right to come and take the fruits, right? In other words, the Bailim makes it like Hefker. My field is Hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it. Even though Lamaisa, this tree, since its fruits were blossom on the sixth year, these fruits don't have Kedusha Shvius. Really, these fruits belong to you and nobody has a right to take it. We're saying a Svara, since Lamaisa, the Bailam have a lot of other trees that are Shvius, and the Bailam doesn't leave his field locked. He leaves it open for everyone to come. So Mamela Tefka, like Mamela this year, Yad HaKom Mamash Moslem Boy, whoever wants to come can come and take it. Therefore, the Yatar Mata Techayiv Meiser, and you want to tell me the Techayiv Meiser? Like we know, anytime the fruits are Hefker, Hefker is put them in a Meiser. And Rashi says, Yad HaKleom Mamash Moshkin Bo, Rashi Nehi Deloy Mechayiv Liakurei, even though this is the 60th crop, since it blossomed the 6th year, there's no real Chayiv to make it Hefker, it's not really Shvius. Deloy Noga Bo Shvius, there's no Kedusha Shvius. Niyu, Kol Sadis of Padesus Hefker Heim Shvius. Any orchard that you own on Shemitah is Hefker. Like most of the fruits must not blossom on Shvius. So the Bible leave it free. Nobody watches just one Esrig tree. For Yaakov, Yaakov, and Mashmoshim Boy. Therefore, for sure, everybody's going to come and take it. For Yaskir, put them in a Maisa. Since the Maisa, everybody's coming to take it, the Blai is Lazitza Tefker, and the Klal is Hefker, when the Levi has a right to come and take it, there's the Ptur on Maisa. So therefore, even though these fruits grew on the sixth year, that has no Kedusha Shvius, but Lamaisa, people leave it Hefker, that's why it's put them in a Maisa. So really, Rab holds all over you go, boss, the Chanota. Or tree, the Esri tree, it depends when it starts to blossom. If it blossoms in the sixth year, it's put them in a beer, it has no Kedusha Shvius. If it blossoms in the seventh year, even though you picked it off in the eighth year, it has Kedusha Shvius, and therefore it's put them in a Maisa. So now Rav Hamnuna says, Bas Shishis, if you have an Esri tree that blossoms in the sixth year, Shenechneses L'Shvius, the Peiros stood on the tree until you came into Shemitah, is Le'olam Shishis. It's always called the sixth year. And it's pushing me to say it's Chayiv Maiser, and it's Potem in Abir. Well, what about another? He doesn't know from Rabbi Svara. Since it's called the sixth year's fruit, even though the Maiser, people may take it on Shemitah, but since Midi Rice, it's not Hefker, that's not called Hefker. Really, the Bible still owns it. Even if people take it, they don't have a right to take it. So, from Nuna holds, that's not called Hefker. Therefore, Avadi Yechayiv Maiser. What about the Bas Shviyas, a seventh year fruit that blossomed the seventh year? Ha-nechneses l'shminis, it goes into the eighth year. The loch is the Olam Shviyas. The Avadi go boss a blossom, the Chanota. Since the blossom the seventh year, it has Kedusha Shviyas, and it's Chayiven, it's Potter Mais and Chayiven Beer. So Rashi says, Rav Hamnuna Omar Yerlam Shishis, Chayiv Mais, the Chiv take off Shumas Maisis. The Chiv and the Shviyas, and Noigbo, since the Mais it blossomed in the sixth year. So it does not have Kedusha Shviyas on it. Falavav carry with the Malki, it's not really Hefker. So Mishmush Yada Kel Shabo ain't no rela gezel. That if you're telling me people come Lamaisa and take away the fruits, really they have no right to. Really this is an Esri tree that blossomed on the sixth year, the owner has the right to keep it. You have no right to take it. If somebody comes to take it, his mom is stealing from you. The Hefker Kazep Turman Lamaisa, that's not called Hefker. He doesn't know from the Svarum. There's Rabba the Svarum, like it's a Svarum, the Bailim might cannot make it Hefker. Even though the Bialim didn't have to do it, really it belongs to the owner. And as a sixth year, he could be makbid. But Rabbi the Svara, since Lamais anyway, people come through my fields, I don't watch it, I give up, I don't care. It means to be maskerit. But Rabbi Muna says, no, nothing's doing. What do you mean? This is a sixth year's fruit. The Bialim has a right to keep it and do what he wants with it. So whoever comes and takes it, you know you're stealing it. I'm not giving it up, I'm not being maskerit. That's Rabbi Muna's Svara. Right. Meisvei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer. Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Now the Kasha. That Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Shimon. That Esroig Vashishis. If you have an Esroig that blossomed, the Chanot was in the sixth year. Shenechneses L'Shvias. That it grew into the seventh year, and you first made the Lakita, you first pulled it off on the seventh year, you know, Pturim in a Maisa. That's very good so far. He also like Rabbi Hamnuna. Forget. There's a Kasha in Rabbi Hamnuna. Here it says Pturim in a Maisa. There's a kasha to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, since it's the sixth year's fruit, the Bailin is not maskerit. He is chayiv b'maiser. And here it says clearly, even though it's the sixth year's fruit, the chanot was in the sixth year, but since the maiser was on the tree, joined shvius, and people of maiser come and take it, it's taken called hefkes, put them in a maiser. That's a kasha to Rav Hamnuna. Vaito pturim in a beer, that's good. It's put them in a beer, because the maiser does not produce shvius, because since the chanot was the sixth year, it's peiros the sixth year. He says now, Shein lecho dover, shechayev b'maiser, eliim ken godo b'chiev v'nukat b'chiev. This is the kashan of Amnuna. Here Rav Shimon says that, since you picked it off on Shemitah on the seventh year, it's potem in a maiser. Even though it grew when the chanot was on the sixth year. So you see lechor raya to Rabba, that since the maiser people take it, it's called hefker, not like Amnuna. Right, ubaras shvius. And the seventh year, the Esroigim that blossomed on the seventh year, Ubash Shvius, Shenechneses L'Shminis, that went into the eighth year, Yichino Pturim in a Maiser, the Locher is Kloyer, it's Potem in a Maiser. Here it's very good, because since it's a seventh year fruit, it has Chanot in the seventh year, it's Mamashal Kedusha Shvius, so Shvius is Potem in a Maiser. Pturim in a Beer, here's a Kasha though. He says, Yichino, though it's Potem in a Beer. Even though these are fruits that blossom on the seventh year, so the Chura should have Kedusha Shvius, he says no. Since Lamaisi first pulled off the fruits on the eighth year, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Upturim in Abir. This is a Chiddush. Why? Shein Lechodov, it is no case, Shechayi Bebir, that the Peiros of Shmius, Shvius, have the loch of beer, that when there's no more fruits left on the field for the animals, you have to take out the fruit from your house. El im came only, goda b'shvius v'nilkat b'shvius. Only you have two tenoyim. It grew during Shvius, during Shemitah, and also was picked off during Shemitah. Here that you picked it off in the eighth year, there's no din beer. That's the Shimon's halacha. So Gemara says like this, Reisha kashla v'amnuna. We have Shimon as a Tana is kashla v'amnuna. Where Amnuna said that even though these fruits are being picked off on Shvius, and people come and take it, it's gezel. It's not called hefker. Yechayev in Meiser. And here Rav Shimon said, no, you put them in a Meiser. So it's a kasha on Rav Amnuna. Vayta Seifa is Seifa, that Rav Shimon said, is a kasha bein the rabbi, bein the Rav Amnuna. It's a kasha on both of them. That both rabbi and both Rav Amnuna both said that the fruits that blossomed on Shvius, on Shemitah, even though you pick it off on Shemitah, the eighth year, it has Kedusha Shvius, and it's not even a beer. And here Rav Shimon said no, that since you picked it off on the eighth year, you should know it doesn't have to Kedusha Shvius. So it's a kasha both, Zayin Rab, Zayin Rab, Zayin Nuna. So Marit Zayin Echonam Mitanoi, Atei Tegas HaMachloik HaTanoim, therefore it's not a kasha where these Amaroyim argue on Rav Shimon. They hold that the other Tana. The Tana will look like this. Omer Rabbi Yaisi, Avtumis Hayid, Avtumis said over an Eidis, told us, Mishum Chamishah Zekainim. He said over the name of five to Canaan, that Esrig achal lekitos for the Maisa. You should know Esrig goes after when you picked it off the tree, that's the year of Maisa. If you picked it off after Tu Bishvat, it has the loch of next year's Maisa. If you picked it off before Tu Bishvat, it has the loch of last year's Maisa. But it doesn't go Bosach Anota when the fruit blossom, like a regular Elon, but rather as a loch like Yerokas, you go boss the shas lakitam. When you pick it off the tree, that's the time when it's kaveya. If it's picked off before Tu Bishvat, it's last year's. If it's picked off after Tu Bishvat, it's next year's. Now, it's Rabbi Seinu Ninu B'Yusha, but Rabbi Seinu was accounted in Usha of the Yom, when they said no. Which one's it? Yachal ben the Maisa ben the Shvius. They said more than that. Not just time that Esrig is actually Kitosla Meiser, but it's even for Shvius also you go Bosla Kitosla. That's what they hold. So Murray is, Shvius, Mandachashmei, who's speaking about Shvius, that he says over Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Yusha, talk about Shvius. The first one, Rabbi Yossi of Tumas, didn't talk about Shvius. He only spoke about Meiser. So why do you come talk about Shvius now? So Murray says,